Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day today, that she has a willing heart and hands herself over to you like a baby to be cleansed, so that she can just bear more fruit for your glory and just understands. Also, to ask that she understands how important it is and just really opens her heart to being cleansed by you. Ask all these crazy voices in Jesus' name. Amen. Talking about in the previous podcast about purging, okay? The verse in the book of John where it talks about how if you're bearing fruit, the Father will purge you, okay? Now you may be seeing a lot of this, especially being prepared for times of judgment. This is James chapter 1, starting at verse 13. It says, I'm sorry, what's up here? Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The way that you become more holy is being purged, okay? And sometimes you'll go through trials where you just want to feel better and you feel like, okay, I gotta do something, I'm going through this, I feel all this fear, I feel all this, anxiety, I feel all this anger, I feel all this pride, and I just don't like it. Holy Spirit's shining light, and really all you can do is just go through the trial. You fight and pray. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but sometimes you just have to go through the trial and it just gets purged from you, and there's really kind of nothing you can do but just sit there and go through it. Because if you have that in your heart, okay, and the Father doesn't purge you, like it says there in the book of James, you'll be led away, okay? He says he is drawn away of his own lust, okay? And there's going to be so many situations, okay, when the United States burns, okay, and is judged, where you're just going to be, there's just going to be so much that if you're not truly spiritually, okay, conformed to the image of Christ and truly changed, you're going to be led away of your own lust. He's got to get rid of that stuff from you. And he's the only one that can do it, okay? He's the only one that can take you through these trials and purge you, okay? You can't do it yourself. You can try your best to like, there's certain things that you can crucify on your own and fight on your own. Okay. And you need to do that. But at a deeper level, for example, certain levels of pride, certain levels of fear, you can do your absolute best not to be afraid. And you still feel afraid. You still feel afraid. You still feel it inside of your soul. No matter what you do, pride, same thing. You can try really hard to be humble, not be proud about something, but, and you still got it there. You just can't, it's like just part of our, spiritual DNA, our sin nature, it's nothing that you can do to change it. He's got to do it. So just know, like, if you're going through a trial and it's just like you feel like you're being purged and you feel all this ungodly fruit coming out and you really don't like the trial, you want it to be over, just have a change of heart and embrace it. Just realize that you're being purged. Say, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I know this is uncomfortable, but when it's over, okay, I'm gonna feel so much better. I'm gonna be totally brand new. I'm not gonna be so fearful. I'm not gonna be so proud. I'm not gonna have all this, anger in my heart. I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna be a different and changed woman at the end. And I thank you for that. I really want to embrace it and take it to yourself, okay, inside your heart, inside your soul. And moreover, you want to say, Lord, let me not just get through. The best attitude to have, okay, is present yourself and say, okay, let's go, let's do this. Not only let me be purged, Father, and changed, but I'm asking that this just, bears even more fruit. How can this go even deeper? Let me, really team up with the Spirit and take this beyond just finishing this trial and being purged and changed, but let me bear even more immeasurable fruit. Let me, get more. Let me get everything that I can out of this trial. Having that type of attitude with the Lord is a really good thing. It'll help you grow faster as a Christian. Help me get everything that I can out of this trial. Don't help me. I don't want to just finish. I don't want to just get through. I don't want to just have victory. I want to get every last bit, that I can out of this trial. Every last bit of knowledge, every last bit of transformation, every last bit of purging, every last bit of growth, everything that I can, and that'll help you bear more fruit and be different, because he's going to be purging his church to get them ready. For example, fear. I mean, you have to be full of faith in order to get through times of judgment. They're bad. They're really bad. There's so much that goes on. It looks terrifying. You got to be really strong, and you can't make yourself strong. He's got to do that by taking you through stuff. Okay. Go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for your sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you. Ask all these crazy voices in Jesus' name. Amen.